cooking, fermenting is part of the digestion process. We can pre-digest things, make them soft. Now, how we cook is a big deal. We don't want high temperatures where we burn things. Remember that? We don't want that. We want lower temperatures for longer times, like soft scrambled eggs instead of hard scrambled eggs, like crock pots instead of putting something in a deep fryer. We don't like deep fryers, right? We want to keep them at lower temperatures. And that's why he says we do want, with digestive issues, this food to be soft and easier to break down, okay? And ideally, the human body is not designed to use grains and fiber to get bowel movements. Do you know what actually we use for bowel movements? If you're really plugged up and you go to the hospital, what do they give you? Magnesium. They don't give you whole wheat toast. Okay, so somebody that says one thing and does something else, that's somebody to be a little bit cautious of, right? That's like they say, don't use salt, and if you ever get an IV, what's the very first IV they give you? Salt. Without measuring your blood at all, they're just sticking the salt in, right? Okay, so GO Foods can be part of that, as well as the Beyond Organics and immune support. We have some wonderful information, very, very scientific information, books on the beta-glucan, and there's a great little newspaper out that has a great stories and kind of science that you and I can understand. Killer Biotic, OxyBody, the meal replacement shakes. We actually have a new total meal replacement, which I love. That shake was so good. Has anybody tried that out of the tables? Oh, great stuff, yeah. But if you need a little extra movement, the BioCalcium or the OsteoMag or the CalTarty are great extra magnesium additions to get help people with a little extra bowel movements. Now, there can be other products that we need. Other products that we use that are in addition to the four categories, like the PureWorks. Now, this isn't really immune support, but it is protection. And this is also one of those, if you know anybody with smelly feet, you know anybody with smelly feet? Okay. If you want an idea for smelly feet, try the PureWorks before you put your socks on. Because the smell comes from bad bacteria. And what if you put on something that helps kill bacteria? Well, great. We don't have this problem with the smell. Okay, it can be used. It's also a great whiteboard cleaner if you ever have to clean a whiteboard, right? We use that all the time in our office. We're cleaning the whiteboards with it. PureWorks is wonderful. We have some great personal care products. We've added on to that. Now, they're not part of the four categories, but they're great products. We have the mineral makeup. We have the heritage makers, Christmas cards, calendars, memory books. The essential oils can actually go in multiple categories. We haven't spent a lot of time on that because, you know, they spent a whole day training on the essential oils. But those books that they have on those essential oils are amazing books. And there's also a CD with Brenda Wright, one of our oils experts on that. Let's give the essential oils a hand. Leanne King and Brenda Wright. Now, also there are pet products and agricultural products. We have a lot of things that Youngevity can do. And the list seems to keep growing and growing and growing, okay? There are additional products. We haven't mentioned all of the different things in multiple categories. Like, there's one called the OsteoMag under the Biomedics line that's a great calcium magnesium product that a lot of people like to use before they go to bed at night. Now, a lot of us really like the OsteoFX as our first choice, but some people, for a reason of taste, they need to know about the other products. And having said that, I have found, when I started with Dr. Wallach, that the first time I tried his products, he talked about the pig arthritis formula, and the first time I tried those products, I like, yep, that was made for pigs. Because he would say, shrink wrap your lips over your teeth. This was the kind where Todd with, you know, a whole bunch of girls at the time this is back in the days when he only had six, right? But he would put an ounce of at the time it wasn't even the classic, it was just the ultimate, in a pitcher of orange juice. And the whole family would share what was supposed to be the dose for one person. And still the neighbors would come over and said, whoa, this orange juice is spoiled, right? We had some challenges. But what we found is if we can have good tasting products that people like the taste of, that they tend to use them more consistently and get better results. If you educate people, they use them more consistently, they get better results. Let me give you some of the things that I like to do, some of the recipes that I use for the products. Now, OsteoFX, some people love it. some people would like another recipe, right? Let me give you another recipe for the OsteoFX. My favorite one, the OsteoFX powder mixed with the pollen burst in water. I put those two in a water bottle and shake it. I like that. That's one of my favorite ones, okay? The OsteoFX, Beyond OsteoFX Plus liquid, where you put a little bit in water and you just put in a lot of water. So it's like, it looks like really watery milk. And then it's like a sweet taste. You'll be amazed. It doesn't even taste like the OsteoFX does in concentrate. But those are just some of the ways to do it. Now, if you're using the meal replacement shakes, I can get a lot in the meal replacement shakes. And I do that a lot with my children. I have a one-year-old and he loves to come out and get his shake in the morning. And I'll put minerals in it, I'll put the OsteoFX in it, I can put things in it, and it makes for a great shake. Now, I found that he doesn't like the taste of the killer biotic in it as much, right? So there are some things that don't mix with it, but there's a lot of things that do. And so you can come up with other recipes. Okay, so be aware of that. And remember, if there's a digestive issue, we can also get some in topically, especially with the good herbs line. As well as we work on digestion with a lot of the things we talked about with digestion. So there are some substitutions, some other recipes to do. Now, I've seen many of you have taken pictures of these slides as we've gone on. I am in the process and didn't get it done in time for the convention of taking all of this information and putting it into an advanced product training booklet. So when we get back after convention, I have to go to Japan for a week. Then when I get back from Japan, we'll work on this. And hopefully within 1 to 2 months, we'll have a booklet like this on the advanced product training that'll go over the four basic categories, give you some of the additional add-ons. Because one of the things I like to know when I'm bringing on, when we've introduced new products, is how do I use it? Where does it fit? Is it a substitution for something? Is it a replacement? Is it an add-on, right? And that's something we just try to put in as best as we can. Now, we aren't covering all the products because then it'd be a lot thicker. We're starting with a lot of the basics. But if you have recipes or things that are working for you, products that you fall in love with, give that information to your upline, and if you want, pass it on to me, and as much as we can, those things that are helping people get the best results. Remember, we don't have to talk about the name of diseases to get results. We just identify the tissue that's breaking down. Say, this product works really well with hard tissue. This works really well with soft tissue. We can add on some of these products. Some of them will be additional things to add on, and we can add more to this. But I envision making as much of this available for you in an easy-to-understand format that it's easy for you to share. Because as we use the products more effectively, we get better results. We help our people get better results. Word of mouth increases, volumes increases, incomes increases, and we reach more people. And there are people out there that you and I know that need this stuff that aren't getting it. And sometimes, this is something Dr. Wallach taught this afternoon that I really liked in a meeting. He says, sometimes the people that need the product have somebody that they listen to when they won't listen to you. And sometimes we have to reach that person and they will listen to you. How many have a family member that won't listen to them? Okay. Now, one of the things that I do is I put them in the car with me while I listen to CDs, and I'm going fast enough that they're not going to jump out, right? So they can either listen or sleep is their only options. But we get people who listen to the CDs and fall in love with it, right? We get people who actually listen to our next speaker, who we're going to bring up, that fall in love with his information because he'll tell it to you pretty direct sometimes. And sometimes you need that second witness, that third witness. Dr. Wallach actually shared sometimes if you have a parent that's not listening, you find the grandchild that they will listen to, train the grandchild and have the grandchild say, hey, grandma, you know, believe it or not, I work with I'm starting a business that specializes in helping grandmas with blood sugar issues. So find those ways in. Sometimes when the doors all seem like they're closed, there's a window open. Okay? And that's why we use the tools and that's why we grow a business. I have had family members that wouldn't listen to me. That 3 or 4 generations of the business, they had a friend that had joined and they listened to the friend and they come back, oh, guess what? I found about this great company, Youngevity. I'm like, yeah, that's from 3 years ago, the one I was talking about, Youngevity, right? But it's great when they're still in my organization, right? Yeah. Now, some of the people that need this stuff, if you don't talk with them, someone else will. But there are other people out there that if you don't share this with them, no one else will. There are people out there that need this. And if you don't share it with somebody that can share it with them, they're not going to get the information. And we need to make a bigger difference in the world. As much as we've grown, unfortunately, the sales of drugs have grown even more. Advertisements for drugs are growing. And a lot of people are led in the wrong direction because they don't know any better. They're getting on that plane to China thinking it's going to Australia. Because there's people telling them, hey, come on, this is the plane, this is the plane, this is the plane. And you've seen those TV ads where it's okay to be sick, you're supposed to be sick. We have a drug for that that causes all these side effects. But it's okay if we say it in a very smoothing voice, right? No, we have the God-given ability to heal when we give our bodies what it needs. And I think it's our birthright. We have a right to health and to do our best to help others to be healthy as well. I want to thank you for all you do to help share Dr. Wallach's message and to make a difference in the lives of other people. Thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to take, thank you.
This copyrighted presentation has been brought to you by Riverwalk Media.